ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:47, 13 till 9, Tommy Tucker. Beautiful fall morning in the Crescent City in southeastern Louisiana. And it might want to enjoy it because it's not going to be that way tomorrow necessarily. But we do get a little reinforcing cool front coming in on Wednesday and Thursday, I think it is, so we can enjoy that. The insurance business, it's all about the numbers and the actuarial tables and the float, in case you didn't know. And Ben Riggs is here to tell us about the float right now. Ben Riggs, who is, of course, the Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. How you doing, Ben Riggs?
I'm good. How are you? Good to be back with you, Tommy.
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about the way the financing for insurance companies work and what they're doing with claims in Louisiana. I don't know how you want to tell this story because it's kind of complicated, so I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, it is a little complicated, and I think it starts with an assumption that most people would make, which is that insurance companies make most of their profits by selling insurance policies. Mm. But the truth is that insurance companies primarily write insurance policies because it gives them a large sum of cash in an industry that is sort of a pay now for our service, and then we'll pay out later for claims.
Hopefully.
And so it leaves them holding, And so it leaves them holding this large sum of cash. Currently, the property insurance, the property and casualty insurance industry, according to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, is holding a $1.1 trillion, not billion, trillion dollar policyholder surplus. That exceeds the GDP of Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
All right. So they're sitting on a mound of cash that they collect from people paying premiums for policies. And in the interim, before they pay out claims, they invest that pile of money that they're sitting on. That pile of money is called the float. And they invest that money with massive returns. I actually wrote an article last week where I quoted AM Best saying that in 2024, the property and casualty insurance industry recorded an $89 billion investment profit. But that actually cut it short. And in fact, when you go to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, they turned a $164 billion investment profit in 2024. And just for comparison for your listeners, to show you how much more they make off of investments than they do writing policies. The 2024 was the best underwriting year for property and casualty insurers since 2006.
Now, wait, what does that mean, Ben, when you say best underwriting year? Explain that.
The underwriting profits are the amount that they actually make off of writing policies.
Okay.
So it was the best year they had since 2006, and they turned a $25.4 billion profit. So they made, in their best year since 2006, $24.5 billion off of underwriting, whereas they made $164 billion off of investments. There's a certain you know, on the surface level, it's obvious why this is of interest. But I think there's actually something that's more interesting that you and I would follow a little more closely, is that when we're talking about legislation regarding the insurance industry, sort of the politics of the insurance industry, you frequently hear people say that insurers are losing money. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Temple has repeatedly said that insurers are losing money. But the reality is that they're focusing that entire comment on underwriting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things Warren Buffett has said that I think everybody should know, Warren Buffett's important in this conversation because he owns Geico, one mm-hmm. of the largest insurers in the country. And he's
the little lizard investor. Works for Warren Buffett?
Yeah, 100%. Wow. They own Berkshire Hathaway, owns Geico. Mm-hmm. And think about how Warren Buffett's made all his money. Mm-hmm. He's an investor.
Right.
So he sees Geico. If I go buy an insurance company, that's going to give me a pile of cash that I couldn't amass any other way, and I can invest and make massive profits. But one of the things he said is that we make, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is in just entirely accurate to what he was saying, was that we make so much money off of our investments that the competition for your premium dollars to bankroll our investments is so intense that insurers are actually willing to run underwriting losses in competition with one another for your premiums, because we know they're going to make that back many times over in investments. So to say that insurers are losing money writing policies is sort of disingenuous when you talk about the overall health and well-being of their finances, because that's not where the majority of their revenue is coming from. And I think that people in Louisiana need to know that to be informed about the policies that are being proposed and passed in the legislature.
And as you say that, you know, as I say that about the Geico lizard, that's why there's such intense competition to get you to buy policies, because they're not looking at the underwriting part of it. They're looking at the premium part of it so they can invest the float. Accurate?
A million percent. They are willing to run underwriting losses, and they are willing to spend $1 billion a year advertising to get you to buy their product, because your premium dollars are going to finance their investments, which is where the majority of their profits come from.
But even with that being said, okay, it's America. The idea is to make money. I get that. But you also have to honor the part of the policy where the underwriting part of it, where you have to pay the claim if the claim is made and it's fair. And unfortunately, that's not really what's happening, right?
In Arc Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Louisiana?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I agree with you completely. I don't have a problem with them investing premium dollars. That's perfectly fine. Make money. However, we should have the conversation where we're informed about the overall profits, not just the underwriting profits.
Right.
And we should honor those policies. people are paying those premium dollars with the expectation that when catastrophe strikes, when they're in an accident, when there's a storm, that their insurance company is going to step in and honor their obligation. That's the basic promise of insurance. But what we've seen is in Louisiana, insurers closed 44.6% of claims without payment in 2024. That's nearly half. So that means almost one out of every two claims filed in Louisiana are being closed without payment. But to put that
so
into,
when you say closed,
sort of contrast, that's up 26% from 2004. That is a major shift.
When you say closed without payment, that means okay, we're going to deny it. No, we're not going to give you a dime on it. Sue us if you want.
Yeah, deny 100%. Delay, deny. And force them into a protracted process that many will just bow out from.
And does that include legal action or not? Because here's where I'm going with this, Ben, because I'm thinking on the other side of it, well, wait, and then you're also trying to limit any type of legal recourse you have against insurance companies, right, on the other side of it?
There's no question that the more that you delay and deny, the more litigation you're going to see. So if you want to understand why litigation comes up, it is because policyholders feel like they didn't get a fair shake from their insurer.
But there is also a move afoot to try to limit the litigation or the...
Tort reform is an effort. Tort reform is an effort to make it harder for you to file and have your claim paid. 100%.
Thank you, Ben. Got to run. Appreciate the time and the information. 8:55, 5 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.